Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And you see Stacy's trip and all the fabulous photos of Monaco and all the great places her daughters took her for her birthday. It's really very, very cool. Alrighty then. It's a Martha and a Natasha Sunday. We're going to get back to the phones in a moment, but Nathan, I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Things are, you know, they're just messed up.
You're not going to say it wasn't you?
It is me. It is me. It's everything else, but it's because it's my show, so I have to take responsibility. But don't tell the boss.
Okay.
I forgot to tell everybody to do the survey last hour. Okay, so
We
have to make, yeah, wait, you know, it's that time of year. Not Natasha, I don't know, but you know, every year, Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, does a listener survey. And so it's that time of year. So we need all of you to go to the 1150kknw.com website. There, it's on the homepage. It says quick survey. You just got to click on that and fill out the survey. And then you get to tell us what shows you like or don't like and programming stuff. And anyway, it helps the station figure out what to do for the next year. So if you want some input, it's a great way to have it. And they bribe you. Or we bribe you. So just for filling out the survey, you get your name gets thrown into the hat, and you have a chance to win a round trip for two on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria. And I'm thinking, what a great time of year to do this, because if you could get to Bouchard's Gardens in the prime bloom time of the year and do this trip. If you don't have somebody to go with, take me, because, I love Bouchard's Gardens, one of my favorite places on the planet. And what a great trip that would be. And then, in addition to the round trip to on the Clipper to be Victoria, you get a $100 gift certificate for Famous Dave's Restaurant. So, Nathan, what do we need to know about Famous Dave's?
It's a barbecue pit, and the closest one I know of is down in Tukwila, if you're in the greater Seattle area. There's a few other options. You can just go to their website and find those. I would look it up on Google Maps, but a great place to have barbecue, and yeah, it'd be a very good feast. You know, burgers, ribs, very good food.
All right. So please do me a favor so I'm not in trouble and fill out that survey because I think it only, how long does it go? I think till the 23rd. So you still got a few days, but
one more Sunday left.
Yeah, one more Sunday left, but you know, get on 1150kknw.com and fill out that quick survey and get a chance to win all that good stuff. But then you can save me from getting in trouble because, you know, it's important. If I don't tell you about it, you don't know. All righty then. Covered that base. So we were in the middle of a conversation with Robin in Seattle. So, Robin, welcome back. Are you there, Robin?
Yeah. I am here.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about Robin's 14-year-old beloved, maybe border collie type, Sadie Jane. She's obviously an elderly dog now, and 14 is really getting up there. That's probably above the normal lifespan, for this size dog. But she's doing well, but she's slowing down and she's aging. And it sounds like from what Robin described to me that it's kind of a normal aging process, but she's slowing down and she enjoys her walks and all of that. But she has some previous injuries to her rear legs and joints. It sounds like she may have ruptured an anterior cruciate ligament or something, but she puts braces on Sadie Jane when she takes her for walks and so forth. So her rear end is very delicate, and these braces. So anyway, I think you said, Robin, that she has not really been a real social dog, but she, sees dogs on walks and so forth. But you were wondering if perhaps it would be a good idea to get her a young companion, get another dog in, and that might kind of rejuvenate her and help her go longer. And sometimes that's the case when you have a older dog and bring in a younger one. But my big concern on this one, Robin, would be for Sadie Jane. And even if dogs are social butterflies and very social, like my Robbie Golden is, one of those dogs. He didn't have aggressive cell in his body, and I socialized him so well, and he's a golden retriever suit. So he loves everything and everybody and all dogs, no matter what, to play with and have friends, and we come over play dates and play in his yard. But if I were to move one in, I'd have to work to make Robbie feel good about having another dog come in to live. There's a big difference between meeting and playing and on play dates and then having to move in with you. And most dogs, don't want to have anything to do with that. And there can be, a lot of work in making it work. So usually I say to people, the reason to get a second dog is because you really, really love dogs and you want a second dog, and you're willing to go through all of this stuff to make it work. Well, I think, Robin, you really, really, really love Sadie Jane, and that she's your heart and she's your girl. And I think this would only be traumatic for her, and I would not want to put her through this, and I wouldn't want to risk an accidental injury or something on the rear. Now, that doesn't mean there might be an exception, and it might not be that you bring in a puppy, won't be too much for her. But if you were able to get maybe a little older one, and maybe there'd be a match made in heaven somewhere, and you'd find a perfect one to fit in that would automatically be gentle. But, that would be a real rarity. And that's why I want to bring Natasha in right now. Because I want her to, she can look at the energy of all of this and let us know, am I right on with what I'm thinking and feeling? Am I wrong? Would it be good to bring in another dog? What, Natasha, what do you see in this situation?
Well, first off, I want to say that I have the feeling that she is so grateful for you. That you've given her an amazing home and stability. I don't feel like that she had a lot of stability before, and she's appreciating that stability. So what I'm getting from this scenario is that if you brought in another dog, it would kind of rattle that stability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She really values knowing what's going to happen. She doesn't run with a lot of anxiety because of the fact that she knows what's going to happen, if that makes any sense. So if you need another dog, I feel like she would accept that. She wouldn't be necessarily in flow with it 100%, but
she'd go along with it just because.
She'd go along with it. I feel like, though, that she's not going to be, and I mean this with love, a quick exit. So with that there is going to be some walking.
You mean a slower deterioration is what you're saying, Natasha? Yeah. Okay.
She's very much appreciating life. It's just, she's going to be an elder person, she's going to be an elder person. And so with that I feel like that your energy would be better going through the flow with her. And then when you decide to get another one, that's when you do. For some reason, there's a basset type of looking dog that's hanging around the energy of you.
Oh, interesting. Do you like basset hounds, Robin?
No.
Oh.
Okay, but so let me describe this. I'm seeing a dog with a little bit loppier ears, shorter, squattier, you know, look. It's not a full bred. It's a mix.
Yes.
Okay. That might be the next dog coming in, you think, Natasha, or you don't know. You're just seeing the dog around her?
I'm just saying that there's an energy of this type of dog around you, and it has more of a basset type of, or a not a corgi, but kind of in that kind of scenario, kind of. I'm an Aussie type of dog myself, so I totally get that. But so with that, that her knowing what's going to happen would be her grace. So she would be willing, because she loves you so much, be willing to negotiate another dog coming in if you really wanted it.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like that's the motivation here, Robin. You only wanted to do this if it would help Sadie Jane, right?
Yeah, if it's for her, no. If it's for you, there's a question mark, yes.
Does that make sense,
what
Robin?
What I'm getting. That's what I'm hearing.
Does that make sense, Robin? Like, and are you okay with that?
Yeah, I feel like you've both really provided me great clarity.
Okay. Now, I'm not done yet. Okay, because now I want to talk about how can we make Sadie Jane's life better and help her feel better and give her that little boost to stay longer with her mom, Robin? Well, I have an answer for that. Now, Robin, do you listen to Animal World?
On occasion.
Okay. Have you heard Dr. Nels Rasmussen?
Oh, yes.
Okay. If you're going to spend any money, you're going to do anything and bring anything else into your life, you are on healingministryforanimals.com when we're done talking, and you shoot him, you know, fill out that contact form and tell him you want to talk to him about Sadie Jane because Martha ordered you to on the show.
Okay.
And because what he does, this bioenergetic synchronization technique, which he can do in person with her, he can teach you how to do it on her, he can do it remotely. He's in the studio with us the second Sunday of every month, so you can call in and get free treatments for Sadie Jane and for you, because his sister Linda's in and she does the humans. And what we found about this neuroenergetic balancing that he does, especially when you're dealing with an elderly dog, that, you know, one that might be close to dying, closer to beyond Sadie's place at this point, that this work either rejuvenates them and helps them feel better and gives them a boost and they stay longer and do great for a while, or it helps them make their transition more easily. Now, she isn't at that point yet, but if you were to get connected with Dr. Nels and learn how to do this, or you get him doing working on her on a regular basis, it could seriously improve and extend her life. It would do wonders for her rear end and helping her feel better and stronger. And if anything is going to help rejuvenate her and help her stay with you longer comfortably, Dr. Nels is the ticket. Now, you can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. He also has a YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen. If you go there, probably over 50 before and after video sequences of seeing the physical healings or behavioral healings with these animals and dogs as he works on them. A number of these videos are about the older model dogs that, you know, and how they improve and all of that. So you might want to check all that stuff out. But of course, now we're going to check in with Natasha and have her look at, Natasha, I want you to look at Sadie and with Dr. Nels working with Robin and Sadie, would this help her feel better and be a good thing?
She's got a spot at the base of her skull that the energy has stagnated. So if you can, what I'm getting is, even if you just like
massage,
it's like a pressure point, you know, it's like, if you get a massage therapy, you know, you go in and you kind of, and then she also, have you taken your hands and gone from the base of her, over her nose, down her ears, down her neck, down her legs, down her back, and done your hands to where you create energy moving down her hips and then down into her toes and then kind of pulling on her toes if she lets you?
Well, how would she do that? Nobody's told her to do that.
Well, I'm just saying, though, that what, well, sometimes
so I think, Robin, the answer to that is probably no, because you don't know how to do that or haven't been told, right?
No, but some people do that when they pet a dog. It's just something that they do naturally as they pet their dog.
So is that something you do naturally, Robin?
Well, yeah, I'm really trying to get the circulation going in her hind legs.
Okay, so you are seeing her do that. All right, gotcha.
So, but I'm asking you to make sure that you go, like, my thumbs are going, like, the back of the spinal cord. So that it's kind of not adding pressure, but adding kind of a more of an intent down her back.
Yeah, flowing the energy.
And then down, and then continue down. And then if you can, pull on her toes a little bit. Get that energy moving. It's gotten stagnant. And it's gotten stagnant. And this happens with a lot of elderly people. We just get stagnant. And so with that, and then, you know, getting that energy going from the base of the skull, that's, you know, and then coming down her spinal cord would be really a great energy boost for her.
Yep. So that sounds like a really good thing, Robin, you can do all the time to help that energy flowing. But I would strongly encourage you to connect
Nels,
with
Nels
the Dr. Nels and get started on some kind of a regular program with him, because sometimes it takes a few sessions before you really see it kick in. But I could tell you stories for the rest of the show on just the cases that I'm aware of whose dogs, you know, dogs that had 3 feet in the grave already, and they're still going brilliantly well because of Dr. Nell's work. So I think this will really, really help and be the best that you can do. And then know that you can work with him privately, and you can always work with Natasha off the air. But if you pay attention to the animal world schedule, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are in the studio the second Sunday of every month. So you can call in every second Sunday and get a tune-up for Sadie Jane, but also a tune-up for you. And then if you continue listening today, or I can give it to you now, Nell's sister, Linda Rasmussen, works on humans. And she offers a free introductory session to anybody we send her. So I'll give you her phone number here in a moment, so get something to write with if you don't have it. And you can just call or text her at the number I'll give you and get a free introductory session with her. You can work with her in her office at the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom. And the reason I'd want you to do this free session with Linda is because no doubt your energy is very tied to Sadie Jane, and we can get all jumbled up when we've got an older model, you know, and getting there. So Linda can help balance all that stuff for you, so Sadie isn't picking up a bunch of stuff from you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Have you got something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, so anybody's listening, you all can take advantage of this. You call or text Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And the phone number to call or text for a free session is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. So I'd suggest that you get a session with Linda so that she can help stabilize you, and then Nels can get started with you and Sadie Jane. And I think that is the best gift you can give Sadie. And then, of course, like I said, you can also call in the second Sunday of every month for free treatments for you and Sadie, even if you're working with them outside of the show. And you can call in the third Sunday of every month and have Natasha tune in to Sadie. We can find out how's she doing. Is there anything else we need to add? What's going on? Now, the other thing I'm going to tell you about Sadie is that I would imagine with what's going on in her rear and you having to use those braces and the injury and her age, that we probably have some arthritic stuff going on. Now, and you maybe, are you giving medications, pain medications and stuff for the arthritic conditions?
No. I use a lot of supplements, but no medicine at this point.
All right. Then you need to know about the best on the planet. Okay. The, what you need to get for her, the company that makes it is called InClover. Two words, InClover. The product is called Connectin, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-N, Connectin. And it is a powdered supplement you put in the food, you know, twice a day with their meals. And it works better for arthritis and that kind of pain kind of stuff and arthritic and stiffness and soreness than anything else on the planet, even the real expensive prescription vet drugs. And it is a combination of glucosamine and chondroitin, but then nine herbs at therapeutic levels. And that's the kicker. Dr. Rose, who created this product, actually formulated for humans, but too many FDA hoops to jump through, so went the animal route. I think a lot of people take this supplement. But it absolutely makes a huge difference. It takes, you give a larger dose for the first few months, and then you can cut back. But I'll tell you, I am now, Robin, using it. My Robbie Golden is over 10 now. And I noticed this last year, he was slowing down a little bit. And he wasn't as eager to jump on the bed. And he couldn't quite do it. So it was like, okay, I'm putting him on Connectin. My gosh, Robin, it just totally rejuvenated him. I mean, he can pop on and off the bed now, and he's back to jumping and running and all that sort of stuff. And I can't tell you how many dogs over the years on the air that we've saved them and give them an extended, wonderful life with Connectin. So if you're doing any supplements, that's the one I would do for the arthritis. And it might even make a difference in her having to wear the braces. That makes sense?
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome, and blessings to you on this journey. And there's something else going on with you, my dear, that I want you to remember to trust the process. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Robin, you can always call me off the air if you need to and chat further. I'm happy to talk to you on the phone for free. So if you need any more, let me know. Otherwise, I think we've decided that second jog is not the course to go, but some Connectin for Sadie Jane and starting some work with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda. And that should absolutely be the best thing and keep her going. So let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, then. I think, Nathan, we are due to take care of advertisers, are we not? And we have someone on a phone line holding. We'll go to phones again. If you are interested in chatting with me and or Natasha, just give us a call, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. In the meantime, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. More phone calls coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I have to say, let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, and fabulous supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Dogs, cats, and ferrets. Janice, who created NuPro, started with horses, but the supplements are actually for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And the best cat vitamins, they can be used as treats and for all kinds of things. NuPro Nuggets is what they're called. And then the dog supplements, powder you put in the food, phenomenal skin and coat, the best for skin and coat I've ever found. And I think, Nathan, you still have Sadie or Abby on the NuPro, and I think Natasha, you had your dog on it. So, Animal World family using it. You can find these, find out all about them on the NuPro website, about great information about the products, NuProSupplements.com. And you can find a lot of times the dog supplements in local stores around the area. I do see it on the shelf, and it's available on Amazon. So, NuProSupplements.com. And of course, Whispering Dragon, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, has moved the Whispering Dragon Center into her home and Shoreline. It's a fabulous location. The energy is phenomenal. So I hope you'll get yourself in for sound healing, chiropractic, gentle if you need it, and acutonics. So much better than acupuncture, at least in my opinion. And all you got to do is, you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. I think, Nathan, we are heading back to the phones here. Natasha Venter is here. Let's see if I get it right. Multi-life intuitive, mm-hmm. Energy seer, mm-hmm. and feng shui advisor.
Yep.
Hey. All right. Anyway, she's
and
here.
And medium.
it's okay to say medium. Okay.
Yeah. It is. And it's not. It's okay to say, you know, anything that I have been in the past. I haven't stopped.
So you're
being
still
me.
A personal awareness coach?
I am, because okay. but when I told people that, they were like, there's no attachment to it. So
that makes
sense.
But
that's my style, is I'm a personal awareness. I bring personal awarenesses to people when I have sessions with them. So it just didn't click.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. I get it, and we will get back. You know, there's more discussion to come on the astrology and all of that, but you know, phone calls always take priority. So yes, we are going to head to Bothell and chat with Sue. Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're hanging in there. I'm a little discombobulated with all the stuff going on today. But how are you doing, Sue?
I am okay. I'm calling about my cat Zoe, brown tabby, Kinky Tail, and I took her to the vet yesterday because of a possible urinary tract infection.
Oh,
because she. She went in the litter box 6 times in 20 minutes and only peed about a dime size worth of pee.
Oh, well, that would be a classic sign.
Yeah, so they're sending her urine out to be tested, but she's on pain meds and antibiotics. But I was wondering if...
Okay, well, just a timeout there, because we're going to... Yeah. Martha's checking up on the vet. So when you took her in, they obviously collected a urine specimen.
Yes.
Now, normally, they'd be able to look at that, test it there, look under the microscope. Did they do that and tell you what they found?
No, they sent it out for analysis.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well,
all right, I guess.
I went to the emergency vet, so maybe that's why. I don't know.
But for crying out loud, they know how to, it's a little test strips. You put in the pee, you put it under the microscope and look at it. It's not rocket science. It's pretty darn simple. And for them not to have taken a look at it and tell, yeah, there's bacteria in the urine. She's got a urinary tract infection. There's crystals in the urine. That means we got to look at that and all that kind of stuff. Now, they could additionally say, do you want to send it in and get more of it? But that should be something that's done in-house. And anyway, off my veterinary soapbox. But I anyway, but so they weren't able to, they didn't confirm whether or not she had a UTI.
Right.
They just said they're sending it out. And in the meantime, we're giving you medication as if she has a UTI. Is that where we're at?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So how are you doing, and what do you want to know from us?
Well, I want to know if there's, if Natasha can sense if that's Zoe's problems or something else, or...
Yeah, since the vet didn't do a good job at telling her, Natasha, can you look at Zoe and has she got a UTI or what? Or do you know what are you getting energy wise? What can you
see?
Yeah,
her body is pretty acidy, or
acidic.
Acidic. She's very off.
Okay. Well, usually, you know, what she's talking about is an acid base balance in the body or in the urine.
Her body is pretty irritated. I almost feel like maybe her skin is a little bit red underneath, you know, like she's just kind of just agitated in her body. And so with what does she want? I'm checking in with her. What does she want? Has she been drinking enough water?
I don't see her drink much water because I feed her canned and raw, so I rarely see her drink water. And last time, you said that also, and I add a little bit of water to her canned food.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
And have you got flowing water for her? Like you leave a faucet dripping, or you have a little fountain? Because most cats like moving water.
No, I just have a bowl of water.
Yeah.
She drinks out of the kitchen sink. She jumps up there and tries to get any food she can find. And if I have water in the sink, she'll drink that.
Yeah. So she's looking for fresher water. And I have a cat that likes, you know, animals that like fresher water too. So I change.
Yeah. And cats you cater to. Remember that dogs have masters. You get to be a benevolent dictator with dogs because that's what they need. Cats have staff. You serve your cats. Okay. You don't control them like you do dogs. Now, so you cater to them. So I've had cats that they preferred the drip out of the bathtub faucet or the drip under the sink. I've had cats that they wanted to drink out of my glass of water next to my nightstand on the bed. So I would always leave a glass of water for them there. So you might experiment a little bit. You might be able to leave a glass of water in the sink and she might like that. Or, you know, a drip or like my cats here now. They get raw food, but they also drink water. And I have a fountain on the counter in the kitchen. You know, there's a little, you know, pet mate flow fountain that flows, and they like that and drink out of that. They'll also drink out of the dog bowl from time to time, and there's water out in their cat run, but I don't usually see them drinking out of there. But, you know, get a little creative and experiment with since, because it sounds like this is twice that Sue, you called in before, and Natasha said the same thing about water intake. So
She was talking about her kidney looked a little off.
Right. So if Natasha, see if this is the second time she's picking that up, let's pay a little more attention to that and get a little creative and test a little bit to see if you can find a way that Miss Zoe would accept water and drink more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Natasha.
What kind of stress are you going through right now?
You could just say a lot.
Yeah, you don't have to name it. Oh. You can just say yes or no.
So you got a lot of stress going on in your life, Sue?
Yeah.
A little bit.
And I can also say right now that the human body, the animal bodies are going through a huge upgrade. So there's a lot of things that are happening with both our bodies that, or all our bodies that we're getting out of sorts. So that's where sometimes, like the other day, I have a store that I can go get really good chicken noodle soup, and my body just said chicken noodle soup. Get back to the basics. Get back to those things that we can really create. So you may want to shift up a little bit of their food to where, you know, it's not necessarily always the same food because of the fact that their bodies are getting a little bit more hypersensitive to consistent foods. You know, like my dog, we're changing up her food probably every quarter of the month of the year because of the fact that her body doesn't want to have the same food consistently. And so with that, it's that shifting up our new bodies.
Okay.
And this is part of that. That's part of this balance that your cats are going through. And as you're going through this too, you know, they're feeling yours at the same time they're dealing with theirs.
Okay.
Now, so if you feel frustrated, Sue, I want you to be sure that you let it out, because you got to remember the human to animal transference, and our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what their humans stuff and suppress. So the usual connection to a urinary tract infection on an emotional level with humans is it usually relates to human anger. Mm-hmm. So if you're finding yourself that you're frustrated, you're angry about something, don't try to pretend that you don't feel that way and act happy and stuff it back down. Because when you do that, that's what the cat will pick up, and it starts an infection in their bladder. So what you want to do, if you feel frustrated, go pick up a pillow and scream in it. Okay, you can sit down and you can write an angry letter. I am so upset and I don't like this. When you get done writing, don't go back and reread it. Rip it up, bless it, and burn it. Get rid of it. So when you feel that stress, when you feel that anxiety, you feel anger and that stuff coming up, let it out so that you're not stuffing and suppressing it. And that can make a huge difference.
Okay.
And I also... I know you must say something, sweetie, but just a second here. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and it's triggering a lot of our passive aggressive or our old stories of uncertainty of you know, like right now there's a lot going on with, you know, commerce. We're going into retrograde in Taurus, which will be a little bit more about commerce. We just went through the Aries energies, which is about fire. So there's a lot of passion and fire in our bodies, which can help with the imbalance of our alkaline and acidity in our bodies too. So with that, that can represent a lot of what's going on. So I would offer to you to check in with your old stories and what is the new story of what's happening in our governments and our realities that is triggering some of those old passive aggressive stories of yours. And I don't mean that by judgment. We all have passive aggressive stories
right.
from old patterns or old triggers or old knowings that were like, I don't know about my future. What am I going to do about my future? Well, that's maybe when our parents got divorced and we were wondering about our future. So there's those old things that kind of come back and trigger us. And we got to be careful about how they are triggering us in our old bodies now, because we're upgrading. And I heard from my star family that this is cosmic upgrades that we're going through. So it's not just our planet that's going through. It's cosmic. It's all through all dimensions, all that we're all getting this upgrade. So even if we don't, we do not knowing it, we are all going through this upgrade.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. And for any of you, I mean, Sue and anyone else, you know, thinking you're feeling all this stuff and you want a way to kind of separate, be of the earth, but not on it, and work through this. Remember the big event at the Ananda Institute, the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on May 6th, Saturday, because meditation and yoga
is huge.
Has got all the keys for doing all of this. And so if you want to learn about that, it's all free. And it starts like 11:30 on Saturday, May 6th at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. You can check it out at anandawa.org. But I'll be there, and great yoga talks and demonstrations and stories with Morley, and our UN peace ambassadors will be there doing the keynote address and all of that, and food and farm shopping. And it's going to be a great day, afternoon, and it's all free. But if you're looking for an intro and to kind of get a connection into the most spiritualized form of yoga, which is the Ananda yoga and meditation, that would be a day that you can experience a lot of that and learn about it for free. So anyway, that could be helpful for all of you going through all of this. So Sue, sounds like, I guess now, not Natasha, did you, we've got to take care of advertisers because we're almost out of time.
Can I say something?
But
did
you, pick up, do you feel that there is a UTI and the medication is warranted that she's on and all of that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So a confirmation of a yes on that, Sue.
Okay.
All righty. So keep us posted. Be sure and call back the second Sunday of May so Dr. Nils can tune her up. Okay.
Sounds good.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty. We got to catch up with advertisers before we love train again. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, April 16 at 1 p.m. with special guest Israel Ahosi, president of the Astrological Lodge of London, speaking about the powerful Scorpio lunar eclipse, bringing empowerment through transforming perspectives. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, April 16, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi,
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, that would be us. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner, energy codes practitioner. She sees clients at her office at the Intraspace facility, that's in the old Rainier Brewery, or works with you remotely over the phone or Zoom. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can hear her on the air here the second Sunday of every month and for free treatments, but you can also just call or text her for a free remote treatment. And man, it's very, very powerful. And with everything that's going on, we could all use a treatment with Linda, I'll tell you that. Anyway, call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love for you to join our Animal World family of advertising and advertisers. And all you got to do is shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I'll tell you what. The rain has made it to Monroe and Salton. It is now a rainy Sunday morning here at my place. I see the water dripping everywhere. How about you, Natasha? You got any rain in your neighborhood yet? Or is it not made?
Not yet.
Okay. It's on the way because it's here now.
Yes. So I'm just about that half an hour further north than you. Yeah. So
Yep. So it's on its way.
In the weather department, I should say. Driving is a lot further.
Yeah, so the rain's on the way because it has arrived here, and
I want to say that I was pretty correct with the when you asked me back in January about the weather, about what I predicted. I don't remember.
So what did you predict, Natasha?
I predict that we were still going to have weather, but it was going to be spring, but it wasn't going to be like a big downpour, or of snow, but it was going to be sprinklings here or there and storms that pop through and that kind of stuff. And we had hail the other day here. So it was like, I just want to say that I was kind of proud of myself when I looked back and went, there's some truth to that one.
Well, I'll tell you what,
when I do predictions, when I do things like that, time is changing a lot. So it's really interesting to read energies for the future. So I'm kind of being careful how I word things because I want to be more helpful in how to go through what we're going through more than about predicting what's going to happen.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys about it, Nathan, last week and show you my video. But a week ago, Monday night, late at night, major snowstorm blew through here. And I looked... Cindy called me late at night and I'd fallen asleep in my chair. So it's a good thing she called me. And I woke up after we was done. I got up, looked out the window and went, oh my, holy moly. And got out my camera. It was snowing to beat the band. The snowflakes were almost as big as half a dollar bill. And it was coming down like crazy. And by the time it was done, now this is a week ago, Monday night.
Yeah.
4 inches of snow.
Yep.
Four inches of snow. Everybody I've shown the video to is just absolutely blown away. It's just incredible. And usually the snow lately, it's been, you know, a hail here and there. You get white for a little while, it goes away. It took the whole next day to go away. And the next day, Tuesday, was a Dr. Nell's day because he comes to my house once a month and works on me and all my animals. And he didn't get there till, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And it just barely had disappeared by the time he got there. The sun had to come out and melt it all away. But because it was all there in the morning, it was absolutely unbelievable. Four inches of snow.
About how long was it snowing like that for?
Probably in at least maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Mm. Wow.
I'm not sure how, because I don't know how long it had been snowing before I woke up and looked out the window, because it was already, you know, there was already a couple inches on the ground. Mm. And I know it went on for at least a couple more hours, but by the all said and done, 4 inches. Just crazy.
Yeah, there was one time in April we had 9 inches. 1 year.
All right, so talk to me a little bit now. I thought that we would have heard from Cindy by now, because we have to do a chicken update on Natasha, because we talked about that last year. And mm-hmm. my concern is that with the weather, when it gets like this weather wise she often doesn't have phone reception, so we'll see if she hasn't called in by next hour, then I'll tell you what's going on, because we need an answer to an intuitive answer from you on something.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we've got a few minutes before we're at the top of this hour again, or the end of this hour. So why don't you give us a little lowdown on all this astrological stuff. I know Nathan keeps mentioning Mercury in retrograde, and I can turn around and look it up, but I think we got one coming, don't we?
We actually have. Okay, so a month ago, we had the new moon with the first day of spring, the equinox. Then we had a full moon just 2 weeks ago. Now we're going to have another new moon with a solar eclipse. And then Mercury is going into retrograde the day after.
So when is that?
The 20th and 21st. Okay.
All right, so it's the 20th and 21st, Nathan, is when that. Mm-hmm. But you get those shadows going in and coming out, so the retrograde influence can start earlier.
It's already in.
So you're probably already feeling it, Nathan, because you mentioned it so much.
Yeah, and yesterday I was like going through some very big dimensional shifts. That it was all of a sudden time, and it was kind of interesting. We're watching a show about how a star burst over a million years ago, and we're now just seeing it. Mm. So it's like how time is shifting. So like what happened a long time ago is our present day. And it's kind of an interesting concept when you're really playing with time right now, that check in with where you're at. The other day I said to myself, you know, okay, I'm here with the body in this dimension that I choose to be in at this time, so I can navigate the world that I'm living in today, in this moment. So I brought all my parts of me back to this body that I'm working in today. And I wanted to add on that, you know, if our animals are going through something, check in to see how we're attached to our bodies, because of the fact that sometimes they're a mirror to our bodies. Are we attached to our bodies? Are we in our bodies? Are we too much in our mind? Are we too much into the emotions that are going on? Or are we actually listening to our bodies, being, you know, like every shower, I pull on my toes. I you know, run my hands down my legs, rub the bottom of my feet, pull on my toes to make sure that I am in with my body. And that helps us process through the energy shifts that we're going through.
All right. That sounds good. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be interesting. And this one's in Taurus. So it's about the groundwork. It's about doing it's about the groundwork, and it's going to be a lot of our financial stuff. It's about how we perceive things, and it's going to be bullish. Remember, Taurus is a bull. So how are we bullish with our actions in our life?
All right. Sounds good. Okay. So it is time to wrap up hour number two. fire up the love train one more time this week. And then we've got another hour of the show to go. And I've got a few things on my list that we'll start with to chat about that I need Natasha's input on. And then if Cindy hasn't been able to get reception and give us a call, then we'll talk about Darling Chicken and what's going on there and what we need to know. And any of you are welcome to get in line. Give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And you certainly can give us a call and hold on until we start the next hour. Someone's calling in as we speak and Nathan's on the phone. So, you know, if that's a caller, we'll get to them in the next hour. Anyway, it is time to fire up the love train. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join me on the love train, because I'm going to cruise by and pick you up, and we send the love and light all over the planet, and boy, is it needed. Remember us here, all around the country, all around the world, and I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.